in the Stoney and Wonjo Invitational. We're sorry. That's all I can do to help.
Yeah,
make up.
We didn't have a first round or what do they call it, a play-in.
There was no play-in. And it was controversial. You could have took the Mr. Danger. You could have had that spot because it was eliminated early. I think you should have been in there. 4:03 to be exact. You're listening to the Valenti Show with Rico. Mike is off. He's off watching the ponies. It's always a good day. You want to know why? Because not only is the sun shining, not only is the weather perfect, but can you say anything bad about the Tigers when you have a bullpen day shutout? But wait, there's more. If you buy now, you get Javi Baez as the hero, hitting a 3-run home run today. Yes, it is that type of day today, folks. I don't know what else to say. But, yeah, the Tigers win, and they are now 6-4, still thinking the last 10 games, getting ready to start one of the longest homesteads, the longest one at Comerica Park for the season, starting tomorrow. Tigers win. They defeat the Cleveland Indians. Look, we got a couple things we want to talk about today. I'm going to be here with you until 6 o'clock. But I do want to just ask this Tigers topic. What is Scott Harris going to do? What is Scott Harris's style? Because I don't know. Because we're all speculating. I think it's too late for the Tigers to be buyers. I really do. It's nice that they started winning in the last few weeks. But when you really look at it, they're still about 5.5 games out of the final wild card spot. They got a lot of teams that they're going to have to leapfrog. I don't know if they'll be able to get that done. I think it's a little too little, too late. So now it puts you in the camp of, do you just hold and ride this thing out until the wheels fall off, or do you start selling off pieces? I think if you start selling off pieces, you're waving the white flag and you're willing to write this season off. And I don't think a lot of Tiger fans want to hear that. 248-539-9797. I just kind of want to know what is his style. Here's the thing. Brad Holmes swings for the fences. He goes, he's bold moves, and we've seen it happen. Kenny, we've talked about it. Steve Yzerman, he moves in silence. It's when you don't hear about what he's doing is when you start thinking he's cooking. I don't know what Scott Harris's style is, except for to me, he's Jack, and he keeps getting magic beans. And these beans don't turn into anything. I mean, his offseason signings have just been kind of meh. Okay. You know, Flaherty, you got him, but you only got him for a 1-year deal. So you got to deal him or you got to try to resign him. You haven't done anything yet. We're about 5 days away from the trade deadline. But, you know, Kenta Maeda, Gio Urshela, Chafin, okay. You know, I don't see anything. Which leads me to think, and I've said it before, I think they stand pat. I don't think they make a move. I don't think they make a trade because if I had to describe Scott Harris in one word as a president, I would say it's timid. He doesn't want to make that bold move. He doesn't want to start the clock. He does, because once you make that move, the clock has started. Don't believe me, different sport, but Brad Holmes made bold moves. Brad Holmes started the clock. Lions are showing you, yeah, we know our window is now, and they're playing like it. When you don't make the big move, you keep kicking the can, you don't start the clock, and the next thing you know, it's been a few years, and you're just muddled in mediocrity. You're not going anywhere. I don't see him making a move. Does he make that move? Does he stand pat? Because I don't think he buys. I think it's too late for buying. Because at this point, as silly as it sounds, if you were going to buy, at first I'm thinking, okay, you need to go out there and buy some bats. But actually, the way your pitching staff is falling apart, you would actually need to go out there and pick up some pitchers, which means you would have to get rid of some of your prospects. We know that Scott values all of these young guys like they are gold. They are platinum. So that being said, I think he stands pat. But 248-539-9797. We're coming down to the home stretch of the trade deadline, 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Do they stand pat? Do they just roll the dice with what they have? Or do you think they actually make a move and get rid of a piece or two or maybe a bunch? But looking at Scott Harris's history, I think anybody who's expecting any type of bold move, man, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be doing this on Tuesday at 6:01 because I don't think you're going to get what you want. That's just how I see it. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I truly am baffled, and I just don't know with Scott Harris. Last year's trade deadline, I think, has scarred me a lot when he thought he had a deal for E-Rod.
No, this is he fumbled.
Okay.
He fumbled all at right. The one-yard line. It was done.
Yeah, it
he was.
He was
there.
It was.
The deal, like, and yeah, okay.
And then it got worse when the offseason gets here and E-Rod goes to the West Coast. And it's like, I thought he didn't want to go to the West Coast. You couldn't get anything because he opted out of the, or use his trade, no trade clause to not go to the West Coast. So that kind of has scarred me. So I don't believe he's going to make any deals, any bold moves. I just don't trust him.
David, I don't either. That's what I said. I think they stand pat. I know if it were me, I would, but the offseason, I gave him the offseason. Okay, show me what you got. Miggy's contract falls off. You got money. You could go out there. And you didn't have to be irresponsible. You didn't have to be a drunken sailor. You didn't have to go out there and just start buying up all these players. But you could have gone out there and you could have gotten players. We've already named the players all year long, you know. But you didn't. You went super cheap. And you just kind of brought in, guys, which is why you got a team. And here's where we are right now. That was strike two for me. Because, yeah, you're right. The E-Rod thing, like, how did you not talk to everybody in his camp? And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, every party involved.
Why didn't you talk to every party in his camp? Because there was one party that was clearly not on board with this, but we didn't get the approval from that party. And then you ended up with egg on your face. You ended up with nothing. And then you tried to spin it like, oh, we're going to make that push for the end of the year. And everybody knew it wasn't real.
And to be fair, you have always been the one to say this. You'll give him until the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And that's fair. That's only fair to do that.
The trade deadline is going to be the third strike for me.
And so what's going on with me is we're getting closer and inching closer to that deadline. And I get it. Maybe things, you know, heat up as the weekend comes by because the deadline's Tuesday. But I just don't see it. I don't trust it right now.
Right now, if you're going to make a move, it's Flaherty. Because he's your E-Rod. He's the 2024 E-Rod. He's going to be gone. Expiring deal. You have to get something for him. If you don't, what you're telling me is you believe in this team. You think they're going to make a push. And we'll have to wait and see. But that means that 2 years in a row, you fail to capitalize on a deal that you know a player's probably not going to come back. Either that or, you know what? Surprise us all. And give him a new deal. Extend it. Come up with an extension. Do something. But as the days get closer and closer, my faith in Scott Harris just it gets lesser and lesser because I don't see him doing anything. I see a man who's afraid to make a move. I see a man who's afraid to hit the clock and say, okay, you know what? We're going to start winning now. We're going to start being contenders now. Now, you know, because everything that the man says is kicking the can. We'll start spending once the core is set. Subtitles. I'm not ready to do anything just yet. We're going to hold off. We're going to wait. We're going to wait. I'm waiting for them to start winning now. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Dave.
And you just said it because I want people to understand this. It is, for the deadline, all about Flaherty. We've talked, Scooble, while we probably want mostly him done, him dealt so that the Tigers can get pieces in that lineup. It's not a necessity at the deadline. It's not a necessity to trade Scooble at the deadline. What has to happen is Jack Flaherty has to be dealt.
Yeah, Flaherty.
That has to happen.
Flaherty has to happen. Scooble, I think you can reset this team.
Correct.
Right. Flaherty, man, he's a luxury you can't afford to hold on to, because you're going to get nothing from him except for some conditional pick. Get something. Get a player. Try to get an everyday bat. Get something in return. Because newsflash, you're not going to make the playoffs this year. 248-539-9797. Tigers, stand pat. Are they going to sell? We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to your ticket text next. 97.1.